Well, good morning. It is 844. The Atlantic Union Drumstick Dash went viral this year. Instead of the typical 12,000 runners or walkers that line up on Thanksgiving morning, and it can be run through the end of this month anywhere at any time. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning live in studio for an update is Drumstick Dash race director Kevin Berry and also Ronald Rescue Mission director of development Becky Sisson. So to Becky and Kevin, we say good morning. Good to have you both here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, as we get underway here, first, let's remind people what the Drumstick Dash 5K is all about. People moving their feet so others can eat, right? So as we get started, where does the money raised from participants and sponsors go? And why may it be more important than ever this year? And either one of you could take that to start.
Sure. You know, I'll take that question. The Drumstick Dash has tremendous importance for those that we serve. You know, when somebody comes into the rescue mission, they're coming there for all the services that we have, but sometimes they may not know that we have those services. And so somebody comes in for a hot meal, and what we offer to them when they sit down is we say, hey, we can get you case management. We can get you addiction services. We can get you a place to stay tonight to stay warm. And that's really the importance of the Dash, is opening up all those doors to these individuals just from one meal. And that's what the Dash provides, is those meals.
Becky, what is before we talk about the Dash, what has COVID-19 meant to development with the rescue mission this year? How much more of a challenge has it been?
Well, you know, Roanoke always comes out in full force, right? So we live in such an amazing community. When we started having issues with COVID and seeing the need that was going to have to be met, we have reached out in different ways through different fundraisers, through different events. We've actually had people come in and they will do, you know, sponsor a whole month for a match challenge. And people have come out. I mean, the rescue mission is successful in its development because people give $5, $10, $25, and $100. It's the smaller gifts. And that's what's really built the foundation of what the rescue mission does. And so I'm just so grateful. We're just so grateful for the community that we've been able to stay afloat and do more than we can to help this year because of their support.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the Drumstick Dash. Drumstick, you can run or walk a 5K, but there's an 8K version this year, which is like 5 miles. Talk about that.
Sure. You know, really what we are thinking about when we think about the Drumstick Dash and adding an 8K is not just expanding the distance of the race itself, but expanding the dash, expanding our participant base and making that, kind of more attractive to the running community. So we wanted to add an 8K this year. We've seen some great interest. People that are signed up already are pulling up. They're so excited to get their shirts, and we're really excited about that 8K, not just for this year, but to take it into the future.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can sign up at drumstickdash.net. And how does it work with it? Let's talk about how it works with the virtual race. Everyone gets a finisher's medal when you sign up, right?
Just the runners will get a finisher's medal when they sign up.
Okay.
So the beautiful part about the virtual race is that, you know, it's anywhere, anytime. So somebody can sign up and they can say, you know, I'd like to do this on November 1st, or I'd like to do this on the 30th.
Anytime, all month of November.
Anytime. They can do it at midnight. They can do it at, you know, right when they get off work. Anytime works. And so that's kind of the beautiful part of all this.
And they get a T-shirt or a long sleeve shirt and the medal. Why don't you hold up the shirt, and Ian's going to put the right camera on. Hold it. Get a little bit. Push this cord. Yep. And Becky, you want to talk about the design? This is some youth did this, correct?
Absolutely. Kevin, what school is she from again?
She is from Roanoke Valley Christian School.
So every year we do the T-shirt design contest. And so this year was no different, except we didn't have events where people could come. People actually had to actually go online, download it, and then submit it to us electronically. And so this young lady from Roanoke Valley Christian designed this shirt and did such a great job. And
I like the sweatband on the turkey.
Isn't that hilarious? Right. And that she's got a please don't eat me turkey circle, the little bubble. And one of the other parts about the shirt and the engagement is that we're doing Dash-A-Days this year. And so a Dash-A-Day is any group that wants to sign up can actually own a day and get some awareness for their organization or for their school. And so Roanoke Valley Christian's actually doing their Dash-A-Day on Friday, right, Kevin? Is that right? So the grandmother came and bought all of the kids in her class shirts, registered everybody, and they'll all do their Dash-A-Day on Friday and celebrate her winning that design.
Hmm. We're talking with Becky Sisson and Kevin Berry from the The Roanoke Rescue Mission, we're talking about the Atlantic Union Drumstick Dash, which is a 5K runner, walker, or an 8K this year. Why don't you hold up the medal, Kevin? And this is cool, and this is a finisher's medal, and this is the first time a runner will get a medal just for finishing, correct?
Right. Well, we all know that runners love swag. And one thing that we have never done at the Drumstick Dash is done a finisher's medal. And so whenever we started realizing that the world was going to look a little different, we thought we wanted to really make sure that people knew we appreciated their years and years of support. So we reached out and found a really great medal company, and they were able to work with our graphics guy and design the finisher's medal. And you'll see the Atlantic Union 2020 lanyard. And then we also did something different. Used to, if you signed up your dog or you had a dog on a leash, mm-hmm. you would get this lovely bandana for your dog to wear. And I said, why don't we see if we can get a cute little bitty dog charm? Because people love,
which is what you were holding up,
love
right?
swag for their pets. So mm-hmm. this is a really great drumstick design. It's just a drumstick. It's got the dash information on it, and you can actually use it as a keychain. So it's just a really nice little add-on to beef it up a little bit.
Well, this year, dog owners might wrestle with their dog for the bandana.
Exactly. You know,
right. Before I turn it back to Joe, Ed, so I know, Kevin, the Kiwanis Club of Roanoke put out a call for volunteers to help with packet pickup for the next few days. Do you still need any volunteers, or are you pretty much up to date on that? And basically, you're going to need people to hand out packets conceivably to the very end of the month.
That's right.
Yes, we certainly will welcome volunteers, absolutely. You know, we are always looking for volunteers at the mission. So even if you're reaching out for one cause, I guarantee that we're going to be able to find something else for you, even if we've already filled that up, because sometimes that does happen. We'll put out a call for something, and then we'll say, well, that's filled up, but we need you here. And we know that for those that usually volunteer with us, they're willing to go anywhere that we need them.
So am I right that you can basically sign up and there'll be someone at the mission to hand you your T-shirt and packet to the very end of the month?
So packet pickup is virtual this year, right? So, or drive-through, as we say. So it's actually all drive-through. So people can sign up that day. And we have different times, Thursdays and Fridays. We have 7 to 9 tomorrow, 11 to 1. And then again, what is it, 5 to 7?
4 to 6.
4 to 6, yeah. Sorry.
And you'll drive up in what?
You actually drive up, drive through, and go to a tent, and we pull your packet for you, and you drive back out.
Okay.
I don't know if this is allowed, but I'll give a shout-out to the comparison that we've gotten a number of times is Chick-fil-A. So it's kind of just
right.
like you're driving through, you'll come in contact with very few people, but mm-hmm. it's super easy. People can't believe how quick they are in and out of that line.
Yep.
All right, 8:51, 9 before the hour. We are visiting with Drumstick Dash Race Director Kevin Berry and Roanoke Rescue Mission Director of Development Becky Sisson. And let me say, by the way, that medal is beautiful.
Put a picture on the website after what we post the story.
All right, Becky and Kevin, so how has the public overall responded to this virtual race? The CEO of the Rescue Mission told us yesterday that registration was at about 70% of where it normally would be. So with about 2 weeks to go, would the both of you like to see that number rise and rise dramatically?
Well, yes. The short answer is, of course. We want to see as many people sign up for this race as we can. And you know, our dining budget depends on that. But what we also can say is that compared to other races, we're actually doing great. You know, this is a tough year for races around the area and around the country. But we're really confident, just because of the support that the Rescue Mission has in this community, that we're going to get more and more as we go on through the month.
And our sponsors have been amazing as well.
That's where a lot of the money is raised.
I mean, our sponsors have stepped up to the plate. I mean, and it's unbelievable that they've said this year we still want to be engaged and be a part of it. So people can sign up until the 30th, and we have every expectation that people are going to probably do that. We're going to really focus on having the 8K, the ATEK. Something that we push the week after Thanksgiving. So you've ate, so now you got to run it, right? And also, if people can't pick up their packets, we're mailing them this year. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Great ways for people to be involved.
Yeah.
How important is the Drumstick Dash to funding the Rescue Mission's food services?
And if
there's a shortfall, where is it made up?
It solely funds our food program. And so we have, you know, we serve meals. We serve 3 meals a day. And we also have our Mana Box program that we do for families who are food insecure. And so, you know, we're already working diligently to see what we need to do in December as far as raising money for any dollars that we don't meet with that budget. So there's no choice. We just have to make sure that people get the food and the basic needs that they need.
All right, we're talking with Kevin Berry and Becky Sisson from the Roanoke Rescue Mission about the Atlantic Union Drumstick Dash. I'm Gene Morano. You said, Kevin, that if you run the race, you don't need to send in your times but there is an app, and you're not going to be giving any age group medals out this year, correct?
We are not. And the reason behind that is because we know that anybody could run it anywhere. And that's what we love about the race this year. But man, somebody running it on a track and then somebody running up Mill Mountain, we wouldn't be able to compare those times.
Talk about that app where people can submit their times. I guess.
Sure. The RaceJoy app is really simple and it's really fun. So number one, you'll be able to just download it from the app store. Get it on your phone and it'll track your time. It'll track kind of where you're going. And you'll also get some encouragement. Another thing that I really like about it is that you can actually have supporters or fans of yours send you a cheer during the race. So they can kind of check in. They can track you, right? And then they can send you an encouragement throughout the race, which is really nice.
Especially if you're running up Mill Mountain or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't you hold up the t-shirt again to show people. And again, drumstick-dash.net is where you can sign up, and you can either go to the mission, or Becky said they'll even send you the So you wanted to ask you a different subject. Thanksgiving meals coming up next week. How are you going to handle that? Are people going to eat in shifts or what?
Well, so that's probably the most sobering conversation that we're having right now, is that Thanksgiving is next week, and we're all like, what? That's impossible. So, historically we have fed 350 to 400 people on Thanksgiving Day. That's still going to happen. So the exciting thing this year is that we're actually doing curbside. And so we, Aztec Rental has donated the use of a massive tent that will cover our donation center parking lot. We have 75 volunteers signed up. And so we will have people who are in the community who can choose to either go and get a meal to go, or that want to come into the dining room to eat. Of course, we still have to follow COVID restrictions. We do fall underneath, the dining restrictions that there are. And so people are allowed to eat three at a table. So that takes a little bit longer, but we have four or five different places in the mission that we're actually hosting this year to make sure that everyone is safe and fed and has a great Thanksgiving.
And traditionally the Thanksgiving meal, Becky, is not only open to guests, but also to people from the area.
Yes, absolutely. And every single day it's open to people in the community. We have people who may not stay with us that need food, and they can come in and eat. And so they're able to do that this year. But we're super excited about curbside. We think that it's going to be one of those things like we see with the Drumstick Dash. People pull up and they say, this is great. Will you do packet pickup this way every year? And so when you try something new, you know that people are going to expect it for years to come. And so we anticipate that we'll probably offer curbside next year as well.
I'm curious in the future, and we'll talk with Becky Sisson and Kevin Burry from the Rescue Mission, for people who want to support the Rescue Mission and would like to run a Drumstick Dash, but are going to be out of town on Thanksgiving, might you offer a virtual option in the future, even if you go back to a live race?
And absolutely. In years past, we have had what's called the Dash Away. But this year has really given us, if there's any silver lining about 2020, an opportunity to really make that Dash Away something special. And so going into the future, we're going to have this type of event for all those who want to participate outside of the area.
Got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you, if people want to run the actual dodging traffic or whatever, if they want to run the actual Drumstick Dash course, can they find it on your website, on the drumstick-dash.net website?
We do have a map up on our website, but what I'll say is that this is an opportunity. While I know that everyone loves that downtown course, this is an opportunity to make it your own. And we've had some people that have made some suggestions and said, hey, I'm going on a hike and I'm doing this outdoors or wherever it may be. And so that's just a great opportunity to kind of make this your own and do it that way.
Sure. Donate a little bit of money, but you get a t-shirt and a really nice medal to boot. So. Right, we're going to have to leave it there. The Atlantic Union Drumstick Dash. We've been talking with Kevin Burry and Becky Sisson from the mission. And again, drumstickdash.net if you want to sign up, and you can run it through the 30th.
That's right.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.